That is the question, PJ, isn't it? What is love, really?
I don't know. I just don't know why he keeps going on about cycling in that song.
Cycling?
Isn't that it? What is love? Why do you like cycling? Cycling in town.
Right.
I don't understand.
I never quite got those lyrics. I don't know. I've obviously missed the boat on that one.
Wait, what do you think he's saying?
Baby, don't hurt me. That's what I thought he was saying.
Oh, maybe I'm thinking of it. Maybe it's not the song I imagined it was.
Unless he's referring to his bike. Oh, it's a nasty saddle. Baby, don't hurt me.
Baby, don't hurt me. My bum
no more.
Is red raw. Why do you like cycling?
Anyway, morning to you folks. Welcome along. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday, 19th of September, 9:30 past six. Paul is in a bit of a hurry. He's trying to get us to hurry up. He says he's bored. He's been listening since 4 o'clock.
Oh, jeepers. Well, what are you doing up at that time? And then giving out to us?
Well, we only start at six, Paul. There's not really a huge amount we can do about it.
I knew a guy, a fitness coach called Fitzy, right?
Yeah.
And he was training a GAA team around these parts here where we are. And he says, I want you all on the beach on Bull Island at 7 o'clock in the morning, right?
Right.
And they all got there at 7 o'clock in the morning. This is the type of mentality some people have, especially Australians. And he ran up and goes, what are you doing here? He says, he's supposed to be at 7. He goes, yeah, well, I've been here since 6. And they went, but you said 7. He goes, that's not the point. Get the finger out, you lazy bastards.
That's fantastic.
Yeah.
And wow.
They were like, right, I guess.
Right, okay.
Fair enough. And he goes, yeah. Come on, stop hanging around. I've better things to do to be trading you lot. What's his job, like?
Yeah, maybe Paul's one. Paul, are you Australian, are you?
Yeah,
no,
yeah,
I think he's from Clare.
Maybe he's a mad Aussie. Maybe those Australians and Clare folk have the same deal. The same streak of madness.
Anyway, we need to tap into your medical knowledge. You know where you have a deep well of medical knowledge.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, doctor of essentially without the training. I don't know how I got it.
Yeah. Anyway, JP has a throbbing tooth.
A throbbing tooth?
Yeah.
Jeepers, right. I don't know. I'm not really a specialist in the tooth area.
Right.
But I would imagine you should probably get to a dentist.
Yeah, no, he's tried that. Said he was at the dentist yesterday again. And he's in more pain now than when he went in.
Oh.
Right, I'd
well,
say...
Well, that's no good.
Should we put him down or something? Would that be the humane thing to do, to put JP down?
Yeah, I think there's probably a good place you can go where they can remove a section of your face.
Right.
And a sectional face removement, I think it's called.
Yeah, look it up on the internet.
Sectional face removement, yeah.
You'll find it there.
It's very extreme, though, that's the problem.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, so
I still say, if you get a decent farmer, he'd probably put you down. Or a vet.
Oh, yeah. Well, that's always an option, too. If you go up, don't go near the ploughing.
Yeah.
Jeez, they will. They'll have you put down. And the wellies robbed off you and everything.
Lara Bard checking in. Antoinette checking in as well. She says, is it Friday yet? The weeks are endless. I have to say, this week, Antoinette, I am absolutely with you. This one is a long one. This one is... I'm dragging me arse through this week.
Yeah, you're very tired or whatever it is. You're not sleeping, though. You're not getting the sleep. You're having those long nights staring at the wall.
Head cold and whatever else, yeah. It's not great.
McCabe, he gets into bed, you see, every night, and he lies there and goes, right, 9 o'clock. Right, that's a good hour. Right, Grant. Okay, just turn off the light. Right. Yeah, what was the stupid thing you did in the 90s? Just think about that for a while. 1994, December 11th. Oh, Jesus, I can't believe bringing that in. Oh, I better think about that till 6 o'clock.
Yeah, I tell you, sometimes it feels a bit like that. Anyway, Antoinette, hang in there. We've only another day to go. Northside Tony. Oh, look at that. He's in the gym already.
Good man, Tony.
That's the way forward. Urgent wedding anniversary. That's one surefire way of getting our attention, I suppose. PJ and Jim, any chance you could wish my wife Gina happy 22nd wedding anniversary? I'm working at the ploughing all day and I won't be home till later. Love you always, Jeremy.
All right, Jeremy. Yeah, of course. Happy very much anniversary, Gina.
Should he not be telling Gina he loves her?
He's getting us to do.
Loving us, you know what I mean? It's a bit strong. On his wedding anniversary.
I know what you mean. Yeah, love you. We love you too, Jeremy.
I'd say Gina probably loves you as well.
But you know, yeah. But I'll take Jim's advice there. Roll out the red carpet in the homewards direction, maybe. Do you the world a good.
Who's this now? Who's this? This is Margaret checking in this morning. We've got Irish Francis living in England, currently listening live in Cape Verde on holiday. Who doesn't love a bit of jet lag? Wow.
Jeepers.
Irish Francis living in England, but listening in Cape Verde.
Where's Cape Verde?
Yeah.
Oh, you don't know neither. I have a fit. Is Cape Verde in...
The Cape Verde Islands.
That's a green coast. Where's...
The where?
Green Coast. That's what that means, isn't it? It's the Green Coast.
Jeez, that's very interesting. That's very intelligent of you.
Not really.
Say hello to Jimmy on the way to the ploughing with the love of his life, Laurie. Okay. Hi to Jimmy with the love of his life, Laurie, then. How's that?
Hello, Jimmy, with the love of your life, Laurie. Cape Verde's its own islands. Look at this. Good Lord.
Does it look nice?
Off Africa. Near Senegal. About hundreds of miles lower than the Canaries. You want to see where this fella is? Good Lord. Oh my God.
You sound like you're struggling to get to grips with the idea that he'd have a radio there.
I am struggling. It's in the middle of the feckin' Atlantic. How did you get there? That's incredible.
Chainsaw Man, tip top morning to you. Somebody wants to know, when is the big celebrations for bringing home Sam?
It's the 29th.
Yeah, it's not for ages.
I don't know why they've kept it 2 weeks from the day, but it's going to be the 29th of September up in Merrion Square. So I don't know why it's such a long break. Really can't figure that one out.
Sorry, I just pre-read Dan's text. Dan, I have to say to you, Dan and Cork, you're a very bold man. Like, he always says bad things to us, doesn't he? He gives us ferocious amounts of jip.
He does, yeah.
He does bash us. Oh, terrible. He never has a nice thing to say about either one of us, does he?
Says you before you read out the text.
That's because
purely about me.
You're on the receiving end of this particular one. So it's PJ's first full week in ages. Maybe that's why the week seems so long, Jim.
Well, there ain't that. But you know something, I hope that's true. And many more to come, Jimmy. Many more to come.
And here's a job ad. Gio, it says, morning lads, can you help me out? I'm looking for a female personal trainer, please, in the Tala area. Thanks, Gio.
I'm sure we can.
Oh, I'm sure there's no problem at all.
They're all female personal trainers of Tala.
Is that above board there, would you say, from...
Gio
seems to be from George, by the way. Gio seems to be short for George.
Of course that's above board. Who goes looking for shenanigans at 6:15?
Yeah, should have even had your cornflakes.
It's Dan, people slagging people and people working out.
Steelers Wheels, stuck in the middle with you. Almost 19 minutes past 6. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Thank you for that. Dan 2.0 checking in.
Alright, Dan.
We must get around to finishing his song, The Sketchy Roads of
New Town Shandrum.
We'll have to get around to finishing off the rest of that verse.
Yeah, it's a constant state of rewrite, that one.
Exactly. And also, Sharon's checking in from Dublin Airport. Apparently, Classic Hits. Absolutely blaring out there.
Yay, good
stuff. I think that's a good thing, unless she's trying to tell us to lower it down, which we can't really do from this end.
Do you remember somebody did text us that before?
Can you turn down the radio?
Yeah, they did. Do you remember that? They text us to turn down the ads. Do you not remember that?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
What are you talking about? How do we turn down the ads?
I don't know. I don't have a button for that. Right, are you ready for the birthdays?
Let's do something with the birthdays.
Okay, let's lash through these. Right here, this bloke.
As a performer myself, the idea of someone pretending to have the power of healing is just not right. You know, rock stars have got big enough egos without trying to be Jesus, you know.
There you go. Do you recognise that bloke?
No.
Talking about probably the most famous incident in his life, where he jumped on stage with a world megastar to protest.
No, I don't recognise it.
That, dear boy, is Jarvis Cocker.
Oh, right,
Talking about the famous incident with Michael Jackson. Remember Michael Jackson when he was doing the Heal the World
thing, whatever it was.
And Jarvis Cocker jumped on stage. That was at some award ceremony.
It was. He got all tick with him or whatever.
And he sort of waved his bottom at him and stuff and generally kind of disrupted the occasion.
Waving your bottom at Michael Jackson could be a dangerous way game to play. I'm just going to say that. Especially if you're young. I know the jury's out, apparently. And not for me. You dirty fecker. I tell you.
So there you go.
Yeah.
So Jarvis Cocker saying he basically objected to the idea that Michael Jackson was pretending to be Jesus.
That's fair enough objection, but you should probably not do it in the middle of the awards. Do you know that way?
Yeah.
Or else do it the Irish way.
Walk up to him afterwards and go, here, come here.
Or do it the Irish way, where you don't even say that. You just look at your man, thinks he's God's gift. Jesus.
Yeah, you're right. The Irish way. Just complain under your breath.
Jesus. Look at the stage, acting like he's a God's gift. Oh my God. Next thing he's going to tell us he's a carpenter now. Oh, God. Unbelievable. It's a more human way to do it, you know.
Absolutely.
What I mean? But Jarvis Cocker, he was the lead singer of Blur, but
of Pulp.
Pulp, yeah. Same thing. One was a cover band of the other. I think Pulp was the cover band.
But they were the tribute band, yeah.
What was it they said? What did Pulp sing? Now the drugs don't work.
No, that was the Verve.
Oh, for God's sake, how many of them is there?
So the Pulp sang Disco 2000 and But what's the... I had what the hell? Well, you know the bloody hell. Well, you know when something won't come into air, won't come into your head.
Yeah, all the time.
She had a thirst for knowledge. There was a, what's that song called? Was that Disco 2000? Yeah, let's go. 1000. Yeah, yeah.
It's Love of the Common People.
Disco 2000.
You're singing just, Love of the Common People.
I just can't. It won't come to mind.
You're the love of the common people.
No, I'm not singing that.
And then we doing all the things the common people do.
Yeah.
So what's the...
There, you've just accidentally stumbled across one of the lines from Disco 2000.
Yeah, the love common people.
Oh, yeah, common people.
For the love that common people do.
Yeah, it wasn't called Love of the Common People. That was Paul Young.
Oh, Jesus. Do you know, I ever tell you I sang with Paul Young?
Oh, talk about trying to get ourselves out of this.
Yeah.
I'll tell you our Paul Young anecdote, right?
Right.
Nobody will notice we've made a mess of all those
songs.
Well,
I did sing with Paul Young, yeah. It was, when we did the Brian Kennedy show and I was singing, I had to, and then at the end of it, because the whole idea was I was such a joke as Jake Stevens, I'd be voted out, but I actually got voted into the final.
Brilliant.
And then I had to do a thing with me and Paul Young and the High House Players, loads of us. And Paul Young just looked at me in the middle of the song and went, "Who are you?"
Brilliant.
That's the story.
I assume Jake turned around and went, "The question is, who are you?"
Yeah, what are you doing here? Get me a coffee. That's what I should have said.
Right, anyway, allowing for all of that, Jarvis Cocker
is... I haven't a clue. It turns out I don't know who he is, so I'm going to say 52.
56.
Oh my God.
Not bad.
Not bad for a man having a rashers.
Right, let's stick with the music very quickly. Chic legend Nile Rodgers, still very much on the go, still gigging away. Chic basically is Nile Rodgers. He just changes.
And what's
people.
It got to the story with Ireland? They won't leave Ireland alone. They're like Prince Charles now at the moment.
Yeah.
He comes over all the time with his big mad head. He looks like... basically a comedy character version of sort of, what's your man's name? Cocaine's a hell of a drug. Do you remember him? Ricky. Why am I so bad with names today? I'm so absolutely wrecked with... I can't think of it now.
Ricky.
Yeah, from way... Maybe it's not Ricky Martin. No, it's not. It's the black lad with the thin, funny hair.
Well, then it's definitely not Ricky Martin.
Maybe it's Jarvis Cocker. Is it Jarvis Cocker, though?
Oh
what colour
God.
Is Jarvis Cocker?
White.
Right, it's not him then.
Right.
Right, I gotta say, right, I have the rashers though. The only thing I know about Nile Rodgers and Chic is they really will not stop coming over to Ireland at the moment.
But Nile Rodgers is regarded as a proper music legend. He's a producer and everything. People love working with him.
Really, yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
He writes songs for other people and everything.
So all you now, yeah, producer stuff, yeah. Chic had some good tunes though.
Like which one?
Freak Out. You know that
oh,
one?
Oh yeah. Le Freak, Le
so
Chic,
yeah.
Oh, and the love for the common people. Le Freak, Le Chic, that was my favourite one.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
That was a great one.
68.
He's not, no, 67.
Oh,
not bad. Have we? Yeah, okay, we'll squeeze in two more very quickly. Somebody who I think resides here in a big pink castle.
Enya.
Jeremy Irons.
Oh, he does live in a big pink castle, yeah.
Yeah, is
Oddball.
It in somewhere in Cork, is it?
Yeah, he has no love for the common people.
Does he not?
No, I wouldn't think so. He's like, he's one of the poshest men in the world, isn't he?
Yeah.
Like, in a pink castle, how eccentric do you have to be? He hangs around with those mad people, like, you know, this is my friend, Anthony. He's a full-time tobogganist. You're like, oh, shit. Yeah. And he'd hang around with them long, wouldn't he?
Yeah, yeah.
You know,
because you'd never make a full-time career out of selling cigarettes.
No,
that's
you
ridiculous.
No, yeah.
Yeah.
Especially not smoking toboggans. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You're like, what do you do with your toboggan, Jeremy Irons?
Me, I prefer to smoke out of mine. I light it on fire with autumn leaves and inhale everything that the poor people wish they could.
Yes, I have no love for the common people.
Yeah, they don't like the common people. But I do like watching them cry as I smoke toboggans.
I gotta say, Jeremy Irons, this is the most surreal show we've ever
Absolutely,
done.
Absolutely, yeah, bananas.
He's 60.
You know about drugged out of mind.
Yeah, 67.
He's 71.
Oh, jeepers.
71. And then lastly is one time Leslie Hornby, but that'll be no use to you. Twiggy.
No. Twiggy!
Yeah, Twiggy celebrating her birthday today. And what's more, it's a significant one.
I think Twiggy is 70 today.
Yes, she is.
Yeah, because she was like one of the bombshells at the start, wasn't she? She was like one of the original supermodel type people. Yeah. When you were famous for being a model, like really famous. She was, it was Twiggy, she Twiggy
was
did
the,
it.
She was probably the first, yeah, she was the first one. She was the one that kind of invented the supermodel thing.
And she, yeah, she did, didn't she?
Yeah.
And banging out, she actually remembers the 60s. They say if you remember the 60s, you weren't there.
Yeah.
60s, 70s, 80s, 90s, noughties. And now she's still
she's
banging
forever.
She's done the whole lot.
70.
And she's been in the public eye for like 5 decades.
Yeah, because she still does the M&S ads, doesn't she?
She still does them all. Still, yeah. Still in the public eye. Fair play to her. What a legend she is.
Good
she
stuff,
is one of the common people.
That never gets old.
Never gets old.
Never. 1989.
The greatest year for music in the history of anything.
Like, that's 30 years ago,
that's
man.
That's fantastic.
And
fantastic.
It still sounds
what a song.
Great.
Like,
still
yeah,
sounds like it,
it
could be in the charts today. Anyway, right on time, Black Box and Lee ahead of that two times your Get Up and Go song. It's what, it's 16 minutes away from 7 o'clock. Thanks for waking up happy with PJ and Jim on this Thursday. Friday's Eve. And what do we got? Paul the Villa fan's been on. We were talking about it being Nile Rodgers' birthday and I was saying about what a music legend he is. Apparently he wrote songs, according to Paul the Villa fan, for the likes of David Bowie and Duran Duran, among others.
Right, so he's a proper legend then, yeah.
Yeah, and
right.
Of course, you know, it's his, you know, his, get you know, Daft Punk, Get Lucky.
Oh, yeah, yeah, the one that Linda Martin famously had a go of on the Irish... Do you not remember that?
No. That sounds
it's
like
worth a, having a look
that
at.
That sounds like a disaster.
It's worth
I need
a
to
private
say.
YouTube. When
is
you know,
it?
Yeah, it is.
Private
yeah.
YouTube moment.
Yeah, you want a private YouTube moment because you don't want to be caught watching it.
No.
But it's worth having a look at.
Right.
Honestly. Like, in fairness to her, she gave it a go. But it's a meeting. You know what I mean? It'd be like watching me doing a poetry night.
Right.
It's just something you really don't expect.
Yeah.
That's what I hope about
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah. I get you. Anyway, listen, mate, will we play a chic song in Nile Rodgers'
yes.
honour? What would you like? What would you like, people? Would you like, you could have good times? Good times. You know that one?
Moonlight.
What about,
bad
everybody
times.
Dance. Ooh, clap. What about that one? Or you could have that one.
Oh, yeah. Everybody dance. Lift it up and clap your hands. That one.
Yeah.
Is that it? Clap.
Yeah. You can have La Freak, if you'd like La Freak.
Oh, La Freak out. Yeah, that's a great song as well.
What else can you have? I think that might be all I can give you at the moment.
That's all right. That's enough.
That's all I found.
You can't give too many choices. This is why. This is how Brexit happened. You know what I mean?
Exactly.
Too many idiots spoils the system.
Correct.
So there you go.
So let us know if you want to watch which of those chic songs would you like to hear after the ads. Give us a quick shout out 087-188-0008 on WhatsApp. In the meantime, PJ Gallagher,
yes,
Greg
indeed.
In Ballinasloe, he texted in very early this morning and I deliberately ignored his text until now because I wanted to give you an opportunity to answer it properly. He wants an explanation as to one of your social media, actually one of your tweets specifically.
Right.
One that I saw myself yesterday.
Right, what happened?
Which was about how you spent your day when you discovered that you didn't have a puncture as you had suspected.
Yesterday was such a great day, yeah, because I thought I had a puncture, you know what I mean? And I thought, a new tyre costs loads of money, so hopefully it's not that problem. Well, it turns out...
Where do you even get a new tyre for a Batmobile?
Oh, jeep, I tell you, it actually takes... Normally, the last time I needed a new tyre for it, I had to wait 2 days. Anyway.
Until
they
what?
Get them in. They don't stock the... I've got the fancy
rims. Was that
rims.
Until you had to send Robin to go and collect?
The fancy rims.
From, what's the cop's name in it?
Wiggum. No, that's The Simpsons.
Yeah. If Chief Wiggum ever shows up in a Batman movie, that'd be brilliant.
Yeah, so anyway, I went in. Turns out I didn't have a puncture at all. It was grand.
Right, so good news.
Good news. It was just the wheel I cracked. So the air was coming right through the flipping wheel.
Through the metal frame. Like.
Yeah. So then you ring Mercedes and you go, like, how much is a wheel? £600. I was there, mother of God. I'm not spending six. What?
£600.
I was there, can I not just go around with a pump every 5 minutes?
Yeah.
So anyway, the fella says he can sort me out. Fair play to the lads in Clifford's Tyres. They deserve a shout out because they are wizards down there.
Right.
So he found a fella who knows a fella who did a thing and they welded it back together. But it took the whole day, like, you know what I mean? Because I just arrived.
They welded it.
They put
some... So it still goes round, like.
That would be amazing.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I'm going to do. I'm going to weld your wheel to the body of your car, right? I'll sort it out.
I'll be grand.
Yeah, will it still go round? Don't be ridiculous.
No, you're not going to be able to use it to go anywhere. It's a lot.
But it'll look fine.
You've got an ornamental car now. That's what you have.
fair play to Clifford.
Well, fair play to them. They got me right and sorted, so they did. And if I, and it cost, still cost me 80 quid.
And you don't know how you...
Big difference between 80 and 600, I tell you that much.
You don't know how you broke your wheel.
I haven't a Riddler's. I didn't hit anything. At least I don't remember hitting anything. Yeah, see, I've done that many miles driving up and down to Cork over the last... But then what would you hit the motorway and not know about? You know what I mean?
And what breaks your wheel but doesn't affect your tyre?
What does that? What does that? I have no idea. I can't get my head around it. Wow. I literally cannot get my head around it.
Anyway, Greg and Ballinasloe, there's your explanation.
It sucked the crack out of me day. Yeah. Oh no, it actually put a crack into me day.
But a
and
genuine crack.
Sucked the fun out of it. Yeah.
So and the air.
Yeah, the fun and the air. Knocked the wind out of me.
Right, listen. So let us know very quickly if you want to, which chic song you'd like to hear after the ads. We'll try and get it on for you. 087-188-0008. Also, to look forward to, of course, another round of Orlando A Go-Go after 7 o'clock. Get you involved in that. We'll get you on with the hit bit to try and win you a few bob. We've got the breakfast table quiz still to come a little bit later on as well. And also the chance to pick up Who tickets. What do we call him? Gross Mike Man.
Gross Mike Man will be doing Who's Doing the Who. Is that or something like that?
Yeah, who's who in the Who are
who's
you?
Who do is doing the Who for you.
Yeah, words to that effect.
As you can see, we're still working on it, right?
It is a work
in
progress.
So don't be too critical.
And bear Who tickets for the 18th of March in the 3 Arena up for grabs a bit later on. So that's to look forward to too. Yeah, that's so they say, although I have to say, it's kind of, I'd rather have the things that cost money, but anyway. Best things in life are free. Janet and Luther here at Classic Hits, waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Thank you for that. It's just 13 minutes past 7 o'clock. Speaking of money, we got Hitbit on the way in a little over half an hour or so. ClassicHits.ie if you want to check it out.
I think we're on 7:30 today. Yeah. So yeah, I had it a bit wonky ways yesterday, but we're on 730 euro today for the Hitbit.
Yeah, but in the meantime, you know, we're giving away tickets to various gigs. We've got tickets for The Who,
which is fantastic.
We've got tickets for Simply Red,
which is absolutely rubbish.
So we're giving a lot of tickets away, and you know, depending on how you go to gigs or what the gigs are, you kind of expect certain things from gigs. I'm not just talking about the artist on the stage, right? I'm talking about like the whole sort of setup and even the audience.
Definitely, you expect a lot from your audience. If the audience don't play ball, the gig doesn't happen. Trust me, as a standard comedian, you don't laugh. I'm talking to myself.
Yeah.
But this coming from Madonna, and I absolutely say, I've always been a big fan of Madonna. Hats off to you. You might be mad as a brush and maybe a bit too old to be running around your knickers, but you're brilliant, so you are. And she's got this, she's banned mobile phones from her new tour. No mobile phones. I'm so happy to hear
so
this.
No pictures.
No
selfie shots of, you know.
None of that old crap.
You and your mate at the gig.
None of that old crapola, no. How many gigs has been ruined now because you walk in and all you see is the phones in the air? I'm from the days when you used to, when the audience held cigarettes, not smartphones. You know what I mean?
Yeah, held up their lighters.
Or they held up their lighters, yeah. And now
fire hazards.
And how many gigs is ruined by people just holding up their phones? Or you always get that one complete spare lunatic with a flipping iPad held up over his head. Just, Jesus. Just watch the show.
Blocking it for everybody
just
else.
Just watch the show. Why does it have to? You're watching them through your phone. Experience the show. So she's come up with this new thing. It's like, well, it's not, she didn't come up with it, but it's being used. It's this thing, it's a case, right? Called the Yonder case.
Yeah, I've heard
Chris
of this.
Rock did this.
That's right. That's
Chris
where
Rock
I heard
did this in his tour, actually. And you put your phone stays with you. No one gets your phone. No one takes your phone. Your phone isn't put into a big box. No. You put your phone into this case. It's then sealed. You can't open it, even if you try.
Right.
You put it into your pocket then, that's it. And when you're leaving, if you want to go in and out, you have to, it's the same as those little things, you know, on clothes, basically. You know when you buy clothes and
have
to
check, like a tag thing.
It's exactly
like that.
You go over to the machine, you do that, and you can walk out, you get your phone back for full use. Brilliant idea. Absolutely. Everybody's there to experience the show.
Yeah.
I think it's a brilliant idea. But I tell you,
it's not going to play well with the social media world.
No,
because I mean, like, that's half the people who go to gigs, they only go to so they can take a selfie and put it up on every single social media platform there is.
You, Jim.
Just to say they were there.
You, Jim, finger on the pulse. You couldn't be more right.
Finger
on the dulse. You couldn't be more right, because that's imagine that is exactly what has happened. So they've gone out and their Twitter, I'm trying to say this without cursing because I feel so strongly about it. I won't be cursing, right? They've got the Twitter ratty have gone full Twitter mental over the whole thing. So there was one person saying, why do you care? You've already sold a ticket and it's all about the money anyway. See, this is it, you jackass. It's not all about the money. We're all standing around wanting to experience the show.
Yeah.
It's not all about the money. Even Madonna, you might surprise you, wants to enjoy the show. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And you're just there poaching the material.
For those of us who aren't very big on social media, it actually takes the pressure off. You know what
Big
I mean?
Time.
Because that way you're not going, oh God, I suppose I better get something for the Instagram.
Yeah.
Because otherwise people will be at me.
And then you get these other toe rags, right? They've come onto Twitter as well. And it's like,
wait a minute, this is a very serious health and safety issue now. If I can't contact.
If you're that worried, stay at home.
Yeah, don't go.
Stay at home. If you're genuinely that worried that you have to have your phone. Like, remember when we were growing up and you were like 14?
Yeah.
No, you weren't. You were 10 years old. And you weren't even allowed into your own house. Remember?
Yeah.
Your ma would throw you out of your own house. Hell, your ma. Get out there, I don't want to see you.
If there was an ounce of light, you should have been outside.
Yeah, and you were just thrown out and you had no phone. And you could be in Tala on a BMX.
Yeah.
And from Finglas.
Nobody ever came looking for you.
No one came looking for you.
You'd go wandering in fields.
Yeah.
And nobody would come looking for you.
Not a bother. So if you're that one, if you're that much of an anxiety-ridden person that you can't enjoy a 90-minute show without your phone, do us all a favour. Don't ever leave your house.
Exactly.
You know what I mean? Just you, stay don't, in your you don't belong with mad amounts of people in a big show. That's grand. No one's forcing you to go. Of course, the odd person is then jumping in saying, fair play to you. We've had gigs ruined by people with phones and this, that, and the other. I'm all for it. I'm 100% for it. I think it's great. And as me, who's like a complete phone lunatic, I would welcome the opportunity to have it taken away from you.
It'd be like a respite for you. It'd be like a spa treatment for you.
What?
To have your phone locked away from you for a little while.
And you'd keep going for it and realising it's not there and go, oh, thank God for that.
Yeah, yeah.
Thank God I don't have the immediate gratification.
You'd be standing there with just your fist in the air going, there's something not right about this. I just don't know what it is.
I'd be there. I said you got a loan of a lighter.
Yeah.
To go back to the 80s. I'd be full on celebrating. Oh, like it was 1987 again. I'd even bring me BMX.
Yeah, Madonna, express yourself. Madonna, who's just banned phones, mobile phones, from her gigs. And speaking of gigs, actually, just to remind you again, some cracking tickets to be won this week. PJ's really excited about these tickets to give away. We've had the Who tickets to be won.
Yeah.
And we've Simply Red tickets to be won.
Boo! Boo!
We'll tell you, basically, the way it works is this, right? As regards to the Simply Red tickets, we have a Simply Red song on the way, PJ!
Ah, that's just cruel. You see the way it wasn't a song by The Who? See the way they would never do that?
I mean, I can only do what Andy Bad News tells me to do.
Of course, yeah. He's not even in yet. Unbelievable. Blaming the Andy Bad News on stuff and he hasn't even done it. Now it's a whole new level of conspiracy going on.
So, the story is that there is a Simply Red song somewhere in the show.
Oh, for God's sake.
And when you hear it... By the way, Michael, what do you want us to text?
Let's text...
text load of old rubbish to 0871.
No, why don't we get text something like...
PJ loves Simply Red.
Yeah, or Simply PJ.
Oh, for the love.
What about Simple PJ? No, that's not fair.
This is you're actually insulting me on multi levels this morning.
How about Simply PJ?
Simply PJ, yeah.
That's just a veiled way of doing what he did.
So right. There you go, straight from the horse's mouth. Simply PJ, when you hear our Simply Red song, and you're in with a chance to win tickets to see Simply Red, okay? And then a bit later on, Gross Mikeman, as we've renamed him for the day, is going to go through the keyhole to give you the chance to identify a famous celebrity and win yourself tickets to see The Who at the Three Arena on the 18th of March, okay? Tickets for that gig actually only going on sale tomorrow morning from 10 a.m, so more chances to win them before you can buy them. So loads of tickets on the show this week.
Loads of tickets on the show this week, good and bad.
It's time to play Orlando a Go-Go. Orlando a Go-Go. With touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando.
Yeah, here we go. It's day number 4, our first week of Orlando a Go-Go. We're going to run it through next week. And then on Friday morning, PJ Gallagher is going to pick up the phone and make a winning phone call to somebody to tell them you're off to Orlando for 10 glorious nights with your family. Orlando, Florida, all with thanks to touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando. You can take in all the amazing theme parks. It is literally the theme park capital of the world. You've got the likes of Universal Orlando Resort, Walt Disney World, endless amounts more. All the other attractions and world-class shopping. And we're throwing in a pair of tickets to the Orlando... or not a pair of tickets. Take the whole family on a pair of tickets. Well, when the tickets you need, whatever it is, to the Orlando Magic basketball game as well, which I think would be pretty cool.
It will be pretty cool. So there you go. The only thing is you cannot pass. That's the only rule.
Thou shalt not pass.
I sound like something out of a game of Monopoly there, yeah. But you shall not pass. So we must get the one right and then move on. So that's how we kind of build up the numbers from there. So let's have a go. Who are we going to talk to? It's going to be... I've still been flicking through because do you know what I'm doing?
What
trying
are you
to
doing?
Make sure I know something about all these people.
Ah, right.
I'm doing
good
a little
clues.
Bit of that.
Well,
yeah.
I tell you what, you
it's
have a look at
it's going to
that.
Be Sharon O'Malley. Sorry,
well
I'm all over it, Jim. You don't need to even bail me out. Sharon O'Malley in Cork this morning. Hey,
deal
Sharon.
Done.
Hi. Hi, PJ. Hi, Jim.
How's it going, Sharon? What's the story with you in Cork this morning? How's it looking?
Well, it's actually very foggy outside. It's like a horror movie at the moment.
But
oh,
is
hopefully it? That'll clear up and we'll have it.
I tell you what, that's,
afternoon.
That's a sign, Sharon, that it's going to be nice and warm later on this afternoon.
Hopefully, anyway. Night for the weekend.
See that? I did me druid thing there.
You did,
predicting
yeah.
Predicting the weather.
You did, yeah. You see him? I tell you something. There's some weird stuff going on with the weather. I'm going to tell you about it later on.
Oh, right, okay.
Weird stuff. Not
anyway,
the time or the place.
The important thing for you, Sharon, is we got 40 seconds on the clock ready to go. We need as many correct celebrities as we can get in that 40 seconds from PJ's descriptions. The very best to look with it. How are you normally on the old celebrities? Are you kind of big into your celebrity culture?
All week when I'm playing it, I'm brilliant, but now that I'm on the phone, I'm shaking like a leaf.
Don't worry about it, Sherry. Look, it's only me and him here. A pair of Egypts. So you couldn't be,
that's
you couldn't
it.
Be in safer hands.
It's just us Egypts, you're grand.
Right, Sharon, 40 seconds. Here we go.
She's a model and TV presenter on Exposé.
Glenda Gibson?
Yeah, she sings True Colours. She's an American singer.
Cyndi Lauper.
Yeah, she's the singer of the Eurythmics.
Annie Lennox.
Yeah, that's the one. She sang 99 Red Balloons.
Nina.
She is Phoebe in Friends.
Lisa Kudrow.
That's the one. She's the lead in Sex and the City.
Jessica Parker.
She's the singer of the Bangles.
Good looking one. I can't think of her name.
Oh, she has. It sounds like a man's name.
I'm gone. I can't.
No, you will. Oh, Black Assassins. Oh, it doesn't sound like a man's name. I was looking at Terry Hatcher there by accident, but Susanna Hoffs is the singer of the Bangles.
Do you know something? I tell you, Sharon, I was actually with you on that. I couldn't for the life of me remember her name.
Ah, Susanna Hoffs.
I couldn't.
And just like you, Sharon, I could see her in my head. You're dead right. She's the good-looking one. and I just her name just wouldn't come. It's weird, isn't it, when it's like that? But anyway, listen.
Well, you are flying, and you got a really good score.
Yeah,
that's for sure.
1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Which might not sound impressive,
it's
but
pretty
trust
good.
Me, Sharon, that's good.
It's pretty good. And when you
well,
go,
I hope so anyway.
Yeah.
No, the way this game works, that's a pretty good score in fairness. So let's cross our fingers for you.
So, Sharon, the idea is, of course, if nobody else can beat that score of 6, then you'll be in that draw for Friday 27th of September with PJ and myself for that fabulous family trip to Orlando. So the very best of luck, Sharon.
Listen, thanks very much for giving us go.
No,
no
problem
worries.
At all.
Thank
have
you for having
day.
A go.
All right, thanks.
Cheers.
Bye.
See you, bye-bye. Right, so the next chance to play, of course, just after 1 o'clock today, Niall Boylan will give you another chance to play Orlando a Go-Go. 6 is the score to beat.
Listen in for another chance to play Orlando a Go-Go with touramerica.ie and Visit Orlando on Classic Hits.
Classic Hits.
And now, the Hit Bit. With the National Card Center. If it's carding you want, then you're on the right track. See nationalcardcenter.ie.
Hit Bit. It's a bit of a really famous hit. It's a bit, just a bit from a classic hit. But what hit is it?
Hit Bit.
Ah, come on.
That was okay.
It wasn't bad now.
It
wasn't bad.
Fantastic!
Fantastic, you say.
It was fantastic.
Yeah. Very impressive.
Come on. The
very
two
impressive.
Of us, there's been a long rivalry running here about the singing and who does it best and the intimidation tactics from Magic Mike. And I think coming together...
Oh, look at that. Turning over a new leaf.
Jim.
It's like a football match
I'm
on Christmas Day.
I'm underwhelmed with your reaction and your lack of support for your fellow crew here.
I didn't even know what was happening.
Yeah, like, that was no practice, no nothing, straight in.
Impressive.
He's not even
impressive.
A bit impressed. I've changed signs, Mike. I like you now and not him anymore. Right, so it is the hit, but €730 is what we have. All for you if you can tell us what bit of a hit is this classic hit bit from. And that's it. Catherine O'Shea and Claire is going to have a go this morning first. Hiya, Catherine.
Hello, how are you?
What did you think of the singing, Catherine, if you don't mind me asking you?
Oh,
I think you're a great singer, absolutely wonderful singer, PJ.
And what the harmonies there and all.
Yeah, see that? Yeah, like, see that? See how quickly he accepts the accolades and you get pushed to the side.
I was trying to ask her about the harmonies. You just, you want to jump down my neck? Don't worry about it. Nice to talk to you, Catherine, this morning. How are you getting on?
I'm good. I've just dropped my daughter to the bus on her way into college in Limerick. So I've literally just dropped her off now.
Right, okay. So you're flying solo then at the moment. Right, so have a go then. We try and give you a few quid. What do you think?
I think it's Drive-By by Train.
Drive-By by Train.
Good tune, yeah.
Is it that choo-choo tune? It isn't.
Oh, unlucky Catherine.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks for having a go. Have a good one.
Oh, I really enjoyed that. His puns are much better when you like them.
Oh, there you go. It's amazing, isn't it?
Right, so Mark in Limerick as well. Hey, Mark.
How you doing, PJ? How's things?
Not a bother, Mark. What's the crack with you? What's your plans for the day?
Not too bad. I'm just at work here at the moment in Raheen.
Oh, very good. Can I ask you, Mark, what you thought of the joint singing effort this morning, or did you care?
Yeah, brilliant. Fantastic.
See, there you go. Thank you, Mark. Once again, another one on the side here.
No problem.
Let's try and give you a few quid, Mark. What do you think it is?
I'm going to go with Justin Timberlake, Like I Love You.
Right, so Justin Timberlake. Mike.
Lads, I can't stop the feeling that this was guessed before, but it actually wasn't, to be fair. Anyway, don't shed a tear, Mark, when I tell you it's wrong.
No problem. Thanks very much.
No, cheers, Mark. I'll tell you something.
Have a good one.
Have a good one, Mark. Yeah, thanks for
taking care of yourself.
Bye-bye.
I'll tell you something. Mike is on form today. I thought he was tremendous in everything he did. Everything he did was fantastic this morning.
We're now turning on Jim.
Oh, yeah. That's it. Yeah, yeah. Oh, nothing new there. Nothing new there.
Mike,
all.
Jim's
that's
a bit
fairly,
flat today.
That's fairly Jim's standard. Right, so it means you can scratch off another two. ClassicHits.ie, as always, if you want to check it out for yourself to see all of the guesses that have been guessed that you can avoid before you have a go with the great Damien Farrelly this afternoon. That's right, I said the great Damien Farrelly. What a great man he is.
He's
in the
all
afternoons.
Right. He's
doing
all right.
His thing and all that sort of stuff.
He doesn't sing at 20 to 5 the way you get here. You don't get humorous harmonies and all of that crack, but you do get a great, you get a very nice fella.
There you go.
With a mouthful of spuddies, giving it his best shot. That's what you get with Damien. There's
20
no
to 5 for the hit bit.
PJ and Jim in the morning.
Robert Miles, Maria Naylor, 1-1 here at Classic Hits. Waking up happy with PJ and Jim, 9 minutes past 8 o'clock. Quick reminder, of course, you're still listening out for your Simply Red song. There will be a Simply Red song at some stage before the end of the show, and we have tickets for you to win. All you got to do is, we agreed that we would text Simply PJ because of PJ's devout love of the great Simply Red.
Oh, for God's sake.
So Simply PJ, only when you hear that Simply Red song, okay? You WhatsApp it in to 087-188-0008 and you can pick up tickets to go along and see them live at Dublin's 3 Arena, 13th of October 2020. And
yeah, don't worry, you won't miss it, because it's the one, it's the song that sounds like a bunch of actual musicians tuning up.
Tickets for that gig, by the way, going on sale tomorrow morning at 9 a.m. so it's another chance for you to win them before you can buy them. But remember, only when you hear the Simply Red song, okay?
Yeah, so don't confuse it with cars like honking horns, and it's very easy to do, or animals screaming. That sounds a lot like Simply Red.
But speaking of gigs, right, Magic Mike has joined us in studio, because Simply Red tickets aren't the only tickets that we have for you to win today. Is that right, Michael?
That is very true, Jim, because we have the Who tickets to give away today. Mm-hmm. We've been giving them away all week on CSI, but decided today to do something a little bit different. So it's Who's Who for the Who tickets, right?
Right.
Just wanted to say that. But I've been speaking to my alter ego, who's called, what's he called again?
He's called Gross Mike Man.
Oh, Gross Mike. Gross Mike Man.
Yeah, Gross Mike Man. Yeah.
Gross Mike Man.
Okay, and we're going to bring back, because it's Who's Who for the Who, we're going to bring back Who's in the house, essentially, so through the keyhole.
Yeah, yeah.
It's a long road to that.
People might be confused there by the fact that, you know, what we regard as the CSI music playing in the background. Normally we do CSI after 9, but we had to listen to that Through the Keyhole music. It's rubbish, isn't
it? It's absolute garbage, yeah. So we had to go back to the Who.
And in fairness, it is the Who tickets were given away, so
yes.
It all comes together.
It all comes together. So essentially you have to identify who's in the house.
Okay.
Now, as I say, my alter ego is going to do this. I'm going to turn around, close my eyes while this plays.
Sorry. It's that good, is it?
But try. Try identify who this person is.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, let's go live to Gross Mikeman.
Oh, hi there. Join me as we go through the keyhole. As I walk through the hallway, there's red-colored paint on the walls. How gaudy. In fact, the whole house is painted in rebel red. In the sitting room, there's a dartboard with someone's face on it. It looks like a famous football manager's face, and the darts are chopsticks. Curious. In the bedroom, there's a shrine to another football manager with candles and flowers around it. Let me just read the name. Martin. Who lives in a house like this?
Oh my God! I almost missed the clues because I was so busy laughing at the accent and all.
I like it. I think you nailed it.
Did you get it?
Sorry, not you, obviously. Your alter ego, Gross Mikeman, yeah. Obviously.
Gross Mikeman is... we need more Gross Mikeman on the show. Can I just say, we need more of that.
That's very impressive. Right, so the question is, was it good enough for you to identify the famous celebrity whose house Gross Mikeman was in? So give us your answer. And your name and details, WhatsApp at 087-188-0008. Are people getting it?
Yeah, loads of them are getting it.
Did you get it?
I think I got it.
It took me a while. It was literally the very end.
Well, I had to stop laughing at the, you know, Gross Mikeman's actual explanation.
Actual accent.
But yeah, I think I got it reasonably early, I think, yeah, to be honest.
Coolaboola, right, there you go. So if you have it too, the chance to win tickets to see The Who, 18th of March. At the 3 Arena next year. Of course, tickets only going on sale tomorrow morning at 10 a.m. for that one. You can win them before you can buy them here. 087-188-0008. Baby Jane from Rod Stewart here at Classic Hits. Thank you for waking up happy with PJ and Jim. Friday's Eve, Thursday, 19th of September. Good to have you along, folks. Thanks for hanging out with us this morning. And thanks a million for the WhatsApps. I think it's fair to say that it wasn't really much of a struggle for anybody guessing that celebrity. But we are going to give you a few more minutes, okay, in case anybody is, you know, for whatever reason, maybe you were driving and you didn't get a chance to kind of get your WhatsApp in, even though you know who it is.
So still time yet.
A few more minutes before we announce who the winner is of those Who tickets. 18th of March at the 3 Arena. Tickets only going on sale tomorrow at 10 a.m. So your chance to win them before you can buy them. So we need the answer to that who's who, that Gross Mikeman was wandering around his house. I think it was fairly obvious
whose house it was. Oh my God, to say there was a big response to that, by the way, Mike, is unreal. Gross Mikeman seems to be the most popular person on this show.
There you go.
Very scary thought.
087-188-0008 if you know who it is. We'll give you a few more minutes, as I say, before we announce a winner. Now, you have to say a birthday request, do you?
Oh, I do. I do indeed. Yeah, a big happy... Oh, God, if I could just stop clicking the wrong button on the machine. I'm obsessed with all the Gross Mikeman answers coming in. But a very, very happy birthday to Killian Mooney Maloney. Who's six today? So happy birthday, Killian Mooney Maloney. That's the most amazingly rhyming double-barreled name I've ever heard in my life, isn't it?
There you go. Guys, can you give a massive shout-out to George Foley and wish him the happiest of birthdays? It's from his twins, Aaron and Hannah, and also his wife, Cara. Love him to pieces.
There you go.
No problem at all. George, have a cracking day.
George and Killian, rock it out together. Find each other. It's a big day.
087-188-0008 if you want to give us a shout. I'll tell you something, the amount of stick that band takes on this show from Mr. PJ Gallagher, and I'll tell you something, we were expecting, you know, after the way PJ talks about it, we thought maybe two people might text in looking to get their hands on the Simply Red tickets.
What a terrible song.
It has been an absolute tsunami of WhatsApps. People looking to get their hands on those tickets for Simply Red.
And people playing around with it as well. Simply PJ was what you were supposed to text in. Not Simple PJ or PJ is very simple in red. Or all the
did
other variations.
Did somebody text that in?
Yeah, they did, yeah.
PJ is very simple in red.
Yeah, look. Right there, I have it open on the screen. PJ is very simple in red. I swear to God. And one person didn't even
text
the tickets.
Can we give that person the tickets? No, sorry. Come on.
Unbelievable. Anyway, I swear to God. What a brutal song we've had to endure. Absolute 3.5 minutes of brutality on the audible airwaves of us all. And there you go. And look
hundreds
at all these people going.
And hundreds of people have been. Have been looking to get their hands on those Simply Red tickets. I'm trying to remember what the date was again. Hang on a second. Here it is. It's the 13th of October, 2020. So it's nearly a year away.
Oh, my tickets God. Going We're going to have to listen to
tomorrow.
This garbage for a year.
Tickets going on sale tomorrow at 9 a.m.
So listen, hear this.
We'll let Magic Mike have a scout through, and we'll find you a winner on it very shortly. Okay, but in the meantime, this will cheer you up.
I don't think I can do it now.
This will cheer you up. Yep, you can have a little bit of the stunning.
Listen to how good that music is, and just like Simply Red coming, it predicts something terrible is about to happen. A storm is on the horizon and it's coming our way.
Because it's weird, at the moment we're absolutely basking in fantastic weather in Ireland at the moment. I mean, you're talking like 22 degrees, John is talking about today, and sunny skies.
22 degrees, sunny skies, we're in the weirdness, we're in the final days of summer, ladies and gents. Get out there and enjoy yourselves if you can. The weekend is looking spectacular. Well, as spectacular as you'd expect this end of September, that's for sure.
Yeah.
But of course,
well,
us being
Friday.
Irish.
Friday's looking really good.
Saturday,
I think, is okay.
It's not bad at all. Yeah. Sunday is when it all starts to change. And of course, us being Irish people, we can't just enjoy it for what it is. Oh, no, we can't do that. No. Before the sun, the fun, and the weekend has even arrived, we're already in the papers going,
well, you see, Hurricane Humberto is coming.
And that's an actual name.
Humberto
the Hurricane is on the way. We won't get him full
that
blast,
like,
but we will get his tail end.
That sounds like a cartoon hurricane.
It does, yeah, doesn't
that
it?
That sounds like the kind of hurricane that would show up in a Barney episode.
And say sorry then for blowing much wind. Yeah, it does.
I'm Humberto.
Hurricane Humberto sounds like what Fart Larkin doesn't hear in the weekend, really. It doesn't sound like a fair storm at all, really. But there you go. They say the remnants of Hurricane Humberto could hit next week as the temperatures are set to soar by 23 degrees, as Jim just said. And that's it. It doesn't look like Carlo weather. You know our friend Alan O'Reilly? Well, since he started talking to us here, he's everywhere. So he's all over the press today. And Alan O'Reilly said, we could be set for a wet and windy weather spell on Monday and Tuesday. Once we lose this high pressure and nice weather after Friday, it'll turn more unsettled with rain moving in. And there's also a risk of and spell of wet and windy weather for the week after that. So there you go.
Nice.
Hurricane Humberto really is the wet blanket he sounds like. So, again,
where did he
why
come
do
from?
We focus on this before we've enjoyed the good stuff? He's coming from, I don't know, Humberto. Where the name
where
like
would
Humberto?
That be? I was just
going to
say,
from?
It sounds kind of, you know, South American.
Yeah, America or the Dominican Republic. Bermuda, I beg your pardon. He's currently heading for Bermuda as we speak. That's where he's off to. So, yeah, the West will get the best of its weather tomorrow and then sort of the rest of the country then. We slip into Humberto land after that.
Humberto.
Yeah, I mean, I just don't understand why we can't just get this weekend there first.
Exactly.
Do we really have to be
live
thinking
in the
about
moment.
Like, it's Thursday morning. It's not even 9 o'clock. Most people aren't even working on a Thursday morning. And instead of saying, I can't wait for the sun in the weekend, we're going, Hurricane Humberto's going to lash all over us and piss all over the heavens on Monday. Well, let's forget about Monday. Let's live the weekend. Let's live in the moment. We're Irish people. We don't like predicting the future. I know Irish people walk around in the winter without a jacket. Every year they think they're not going to get cold.
And they're surprised when they get rained on.
And they're surprised genuinely.
Ryan, bloody hell.
Yeah, they wake up in January and go, I can't believe how cold it is. It's that cold every year. We just don't predict. We want to live in the moment. So as much as we like you, Alan O'Reilly and Carla Weller, can I ask you to keep your trap shut? Can you just do a Simply Red and shut up for a little while? You know what I mean?
This is the equivalent of Christmas coming too early for you, isn't it? Let's just at least enjoy this bit of sun before Humberto comes.
Yeah, this
and
is
literally rains all over
and
our parade.
And rains all over the parade. Because I'll tell you, when Humberto comes, there'll be no recovering after it.
Oh, really?
The next thing will be Halloween, then Christmas. It'll be the last, like, this is our last chance to get out and enjoy the beer gardens and fizzies and sunbathing and whatever, you know what I mean?
Happy days.
And what happens in Classic Hits, ladies and gentlemen, it's normally a really nice place. This is actually the nicest place to be. I love my job. And what is it today? Simply Red and Hurricane Humberto, I ask you.
Bananarama, Robert De Niro's waiting here at Classic Hits. Well done to Sharon Sally. Shally, I think it is, actually. Sharon Shally in Galway. Sharon's just won herself tickets to see Simply Red, 13th of October of 2020. You can see them in the Three Arena. Well done, Sharon. Correctly identified. Oh, well, there was no identification at all.
She just texted on time when she heard
absolutely.
The song, really.
Just got it on the money. So you got PJ very jealous there, Sharon, with your tickets to see Simply Red.
I'm raging, all right. I'm definitely raging.
Breakfast Table Quiz.
It's time for the Breakfast Table Quiz. Win the best prize out there is. Try to get the biggest score. Hope the next call gets some more. It's the Breakfast Table Quiz.
With Julie Kilmartin's Educational Services in Ennis and Limerick. For exam success, it's got to be julies.ie.
Okay, our penultimate day on the Breakfast Table Quiz for this week. Your chance to dine, party and sleep on the Mall at Maldron's South Mall. While you're there, you can check out their Red Bean Roastery coffee shop. which is open Monday to Saturday, serving delicious homemade produce. Or you can pop into the old Grain and Grill Bar and Restaurant. That's open daily for lunch and dinner. Anyway, whichever you decide to do, you'll be there for two fabulous nights in an executive room at the Maldron Hotel Cork if you are our winner.
And 13 is the score to beat, so it is a monster. We've been chasing it all week. We've been chasing it since Monday, but we're going to have another go today. 14 or more, you're in the lead, and it'll be very unlikely you'll lose it, really. So who's it going to be? Stephen Hayes in Cork. How are you, Stephen?
How's it going, boys?
Not
bad, Stephen. What's the story with you?
Just working away.
Are you allowed to tell us what it is you do?
Courier.
Courier? Ah, right.
All
good
right,
stuff.
So you tucked away in a van somewhere, are you?
Hiding
away in a van. That's all right, so.
Right. Well, let's
I bet you he's raging. I read out the second name the way he's playing it very private this morning.
Right, so, Stephen, you know the challenge that's ahead of you. 60 seconds to try and get at least 14 correct answers, all right?
Okay, perfect.
Fingers crossed for you, mate. Here we go.
Long grain and short grain are two main types of what cereal?
Rice.
Complete the title of this film, The Talented Mr.
Pass.
Ripley, what country would you be in if you were in Vladivostok?
Pass.
It's Russia. Golfer Greg Norman is known at the nickname Great White What?
Shark.
With what sport are the sisters Serena and Venus Williams associated? In mythology, who hid inside the wooden horse, the Greeks or the Trojans?
The Trojans.
It was the Greeks, according to Billy Ocean's hit. What happens when the going gets tough?
The tough get going.
Which American actor was formerly known as the Fresh Prince?
Will Smith.
Is a pig one of the animals in the Chinese zodiac?
It is.
Yeah, which Swedish pop group's name comes from the first letters of its members' names? The Kruger National Park can be found on what continent?
America.
Africa. What is the capital of Hungary?
Bucharest.
Budapest. In what country does the majority of the Andes Mountains lie?
The United States.
It's Chile. In film, which adventurer is Paul Hogan renowned for playing?
Crocodile Dundee.
In the art. Just trying to sneak one more in.
Go on, I'll let you sneak one more in. Why not?
Alright, so is the food dish Baked Alaska a type of starter or a dessert?
Dessert.
You're dead right there.
Well done. Right, okay.
Didn't do it.
There was some tricky ones there now, in fairness, Stephen.
Yeah, but you did okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 correct answers, Stephen, which on an average week would be...
You'd be flying.
That'd be pretty good, to be fair to you. So you certainly didn't disgrace yourself, that's for sure.
Very
understated gentleman, is there,
I
Stephen?
Will say, like, the wooden horse of, you know, the Trojan horse.
Because it's known as the Trojan horse.
It's known as the Trojan horse. Yeah. It almost feels like a trick question.
It is, yeah. It's a tricky one, all right. Listen, Stephen, as I say, you certainly didn't disgrace yourself. Thanks for having a go. Have a cracking day.
Thanks, guys.
Cheers. See you, Stephen. Have a good one.